Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Man, I'm glad this is, this might have a happy ending. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. These five pilot whales got stranded on Reddington yesterday. This is crazy. This is literally right across the bridge from where I live.
Yeah, and where so many of our listeners live, too.
I know. I just couldn't believe it. Like, when a place you go so much all the time, and it was the focus of this massive rescue effort, I almost got in my car and went down there.
Just to check it out?
But then I was like, you know, the last thing they need is another car down there, and you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to be in the way.
Yeah.
And they didn't need help by then, because this started at like 7 o'clock yesterday morning, and they'd already had all the rescue teams there. I was like, well, I'll go down and help, you know, but they didn't need me.
Well, I think your heart was in the right place, but thankfully there were so many beachgoers that just stopped what they were doing and jumped in to rescue these whales. It was great.
Here was the news report.
Now, two of those whales will be going to Tarpon Springs. Now, the hope is to get these five pilot whales, to rather get these three pilot whales out to deeper water where they will swim away. They are hoping that they will not restrain themselves. They placed satellite tags with Moat Marine to track their movements, to see what happens and to see where they go.
So three of them, they're able to push out to deeper water. The hope is they'll team up with another, group of pilot whales.
Yeah.
Then the other two will go to Tarpon Springs, do some rehab, and then they'll do the same thing. They'll re-release them. So it was crazy how they can take, you know, like those pop-up tailgate tents?
Yeah.
They take them all the way out there, and they set them up, and obviously they got to keep shade on the whales. And they got to keep water moving through them and everything like that.
The fact that these beachgoers just sprung into action like that to know, hey, I'm sitting under this tent right now and there's a beached whale that needs to be out of the sun. I mean, it was just amazing to see everybody in the community come together. And not even just from here. There were tons of people that were just tourists.
Yeah, Reddington is a lot of locals. So I think it's a lot of people who are really aware of, you know, that they got to get into action. It's not as... not as many tourists as Indian Rocks, certainly not as many as Clearwater.
Yeah.
Like Reddington's, you know, I mean, there definitely are tourists on Reddington, but a lot of locals there. That's why I like hanging out there, because you always know the same people over and over.
Right.
Like, hey, Bob. What's up, Bob? Good to see Bob.
Well,
like
Bob was busy yesterday.
Bob and his crew were busy. Y'all did such a great job yesterday. It was really neat to see, and I'm just really glad that as of now, this looks like it's going to have a happy ending.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure yesterday with, you know, five of them. And the way the sun was beating down, and they just couldn't get out of there. And so, this looks like it's going to have a great, great, great happy ending. It's a good way to start off the day. Good
it
happy
is.
Ending.
I love it.
There you go.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, here's a way to totally brighten your day, totally change your perspective, right? According to science, if you listen to people laugh for 3 minutes a day, you're going to be totally happy. Three minutes of people laughing.
All right, so I got to find people laughing.
That, or you can listen to, like, fake laugh tracks. Because your body, your mind doesn't know.
Oh, so we're tricking ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, like, I'll play, I'm not going to do 3 minutes. Well, I don't know, maybe that would be good if we just did 3 minutes. Now that I say that, it does sound really good. And here's, like, 30 seconds of people laughing. Tell me this doesn't put you in a great mood.
Pretty sure, man.
Does it, man?
Oh, my God.
My goodness. It sounds like an animal is laughing. I don't know what kind of animal that
is. I don't know that the animal's laughing.
That's incredible.
It sounds like it's doing something else.
It's trying to get all real. It does sound like it is.
Goodness.
All right, listen. You can't lie. Text us if that made you laugh. 800-992-1099.
Or at least smile. You can't hear that little baby and not smile.
Or it's just like inside, you're just like, oh, that's cool. This is the way to start off your shower in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, get in the shower and you have like the little button in the shower. You know, like a shower radio and stuff like that, shower Wi-Fi. And you just boom and you hit it and you just take your shower and everyone's laughing in the shower.
Yeah, it'd be a great way to start the day.
That's what I'm saying. You're just like happy and upbeat and everybody's just... All right, text us now. That puts you in a better mood.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Now I think it's super cool. Keith Urban's daughters, they're about to be some movie stars. Sort of.
Really?
Their voices are going to be in Angry Birds 2.
That is so cool.
Would be a lot of fun to do this.
That's what I was thinking. Being in radio, obviously, we do a lot with our voices. And don't you think that would be such a cool thing to do in your career?
To have
a voice of a cartoon?
Yeah, be like in a movie or something like
that. Yes.
They're going to be hatchlings. Here's a clip.
Ooh, I really want the red one, the red one. Ah, balloony.
You mess with the hatchlings, you get the cannonball.
Obviously, that guy at the end's not part of the neither one of his daughters.
That was his oldest daughter.
Wouldn't that be funny? Keith's oldest daughter.
You get the cannonball.
All right. No, but his two daughters, Sunday's 11 and Faith is 8.
I can't believe they're that old already. I just can't. I remember when Sunday Rose was born.
I know. Over a decade
I
ago.
Know.
Over a decade ago.
They have really cute voices. I could see why they were picked to do it.
Really good. So congratulations to Keith and his family. Nicole, too, obviously. Lil Nas X, congratulations to him. Him and Billy Ray Cyrus are riding their horses to a record-breaking performance with, oh, you already know.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
Old Town Road just broke a Billboard all-time record. They've been holding they've been holding on the top spot on the Hot 100 chart for 17 weeks. Other people have done it, but not for this long. Talents like Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, and people like Justin Bieber with Despacito.
17 weeks?
Yeah, on the Hot 100, number one.
I remember when Lil Nas X was born.
Wasn't long after Sunday Rose. Keith Urban's talk.
Seems like just yesterday.
So congratulations to Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, of course.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, busy and awesome next 45 minutes. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Luke Bryan tickets at 7:40. 8 o'clock. Get ready to win Florida Georgia Lines cash.
Yes, cash money.
Playing high low again at 8 a.m. Hopefully you've been keeping track. Hopefully you know where the pot is. And whoever guesses the exact cash number, you win the entire pot. You win all of FGL's
money.
That'd
be nice.
The whole thing. Not to share with anybody. I mean, you can, but it's all yours.
No judgment. You can keep it all to yourself.
First Luke tickets at 7:40. On the way next, this story of a friend of mine. He wouldn't step up and say anything. We got to figure out what you would do. I'll tell you next after Lee Bryce. Lee Bryce, that's rumor, 99.5 QIK. Lee is actually right now, he's on a guy's trip with his buddies. His wife and kids are Virginia Beach. He told us he was doing this at the end of July, early August. We just saw him a couple weeks ago at Rascal Flats.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, at the end of July and August for 3 weeks, me and my buddies are going into the woods and we're going to write music. And I said, what else? And he goes, whatever else happens.
I love that.
All right. So a little guy's trip right
guys
now for Lee Bryce.
Trip.
Out in the woods. Pretty good. All right. So I had like a mini guy's trip on Friday night. Hit the Madeira Beach area. We were at a couple of, just great Madeira Beach spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over my buddies ordering a drink at the bar. And there's this other guy behind him who's trying to get to the bar also. Now, I got a picture of this up. It's up right now on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's Mark with a C. Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
I like what you did with their faces, by the way. That was really some great Photoshop.
Well, I didn't want to incriminate the criminals further, and I didn't want to embarrass the victims further, so I...
Did you use your finger and just, like, smudge out their faces with black pen?
Yeah, okay. Of course I did. So that's what I had to do. I want you to go and check this out. Should he have said something to the guy? I said, listen, this guy's too close behind you at the bar. I know he's trying to get a drink, but you're in line first. I mean, this guy was all up on him. And my buddy said, it's not worth saying anything because you never know what the reaction will be. And I said, there's always a line somewhere where you have to say something to somebody. There's always a line.
Ugh.
Look at this picture.
No, I mean...
What?
He's
Kevin, are you looking?
Yeah, right hugging now. Him from behind.
They don't know each other.
So close. I mean, parts are being touched against each other.
His shirt is being moved and not by the guy's hands.
Oh, no. I was afraid you'd see that. It's true.
It is true.
All about personal space. I need personal space. I do not like when people are on me, especially.
This is too much.
You're out at the beach. People are sweaty.
It's too much.
Mm-mm.
That's a lot much.
This is a lot much. We want you to check it out. You can either text us or write on the page, obviously, or do both, or call us. Do whatever you want. 800-992-1099 to call or text. Would you have said something to this guy?
Yes.
My buddy Aaron, he just said, it's not worth it. I said, dude, that's not worth it.
That is worth it.
But he, you know what's funny? He changed his mind when he saw the picture. I showed him the picture, but I waited like an hour, and he's like, oh, no. He's like, you're not going to put that anywhere. I'm like, no.
Just up on our Facebook page.
No, I mean, nowhere particular. Just let it, you know, whatever, fly around, see what happens.
Oh, my gosh, he's really close. Although, I mean, I think everyone can relate to this, that people just don't understand your personal space, and so they will encroach it. And then, I mean, what are you supposed to say to them? Do you say, excuse me, can you back up? Because you just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested, like, has anybody ever said anything innocent at a crowded place, maybe like a concert, a bar, restaurant, and it just turns sideways quick? Because, again, that was my buddy's thing. He was like, this could get sideways quick. I'm like, that is sideways right now.
No,
like, it's just sideways. See the picture. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Text us your thoughts. Again, he did not say anything to the guy. By the way, they stood there like that for like 2 minutes, which is an eternity.
What? Oh, my gosh.
It was an eternity. I'm sitting there watching it, and the seconds were like days.
Uncomfortable.
Ugh. It's Travis Denning on QIK. Yeah, boy. Well, it's up on the Facebook page, Mark and Melanie Facebook page, Mark with a C, Mark and Melanie, check it out, 99.5 QIK. I told my buddy I didn't know if I'd post this picture, but I did. Friday,
you knew when you took this picture, you were going to post it.
I said, this would be a great segment on the radio on Tuesday morning,
no,
but I didn't tell him that. But I posted it, so we were out Friday night, and he was in line waiting for a drink at a great bar on Madeira Beach, one of my favorites. And there's a guy behind him who's also doing the same thing. This guy, I think, wanted to drink more than my buddy because he was right behind him. And I mean right behind him. They stood that way for about 120 seconds, which really seems like an eternity when you're just watching something happen. And I told my buddy, hey, turn around. Just tell him to give you an inch. Give you a space. He goes, no, it's not worth it. I don't want to make him mad. I said, you have no idea when you see the picture of what this looks like. You're going to be mad. Oh, boy.
I don't know how he didn't say anything after seeing the photo. It looks like this guy is getting ready to give him the Heimlich maneuver. I mean, honestly, all he has to do is put his arms around him, and that's it.
The comments are outstanding. Again, the pictures on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Check that out. Great, great comments. We're also getting some texts at 800-992-1099. Give you a couple of the Facebook messages here before we get to Luke Bryan tickets at 740. Trevis said, I would have asked him if he wanted to buy my drink.
That's so true.
Christina said, oh, no, I absolutely would have said something. Chris Wright said, I'm not reading that. Leah wrote, they have become one. There's no going back from this moment.
They have become one.
They really have. I like Justin Hall's comment. There's nothing a little gas can't fix. Yeah, a lot of people suggested just crop dusting, and that would have done the job, and the guy would have backed off.
What's wrong with you people? It's Tuesday morning at 7:30, and that's your suggestions? Jessica said, something should have been said. That's a bit much. Audrey posted a GIF that I can't explain.
It's like a booty dancing GIF.
Selena wrote a hashtag that I can't read.
There's a lot of those.
Tracy wrote something that I can't read.
Jessica said he wanted to be the big spoon.
Evelyn, oh, no, out of my bubble, dude. That was hers.
No
Even
kidding.
Looking at the photo, it really does. It gives you these weird heebie-jeebies, and you're just like, no. You know that feeling of someone being in your space. It's so uncomfortable.
I told my buddy, I said, please say something because this is uncomfortable. And he wouldn't. And so it's just absolutely crazy. Let's get to Sherry real quick. She's been holding on. What's going on, Sherry?
So a couple things. I would have either tipped the bartender $10 not to serve him. Or I've actually had this happen to me in line in a store with a shopping cart. And the woman was, like, touching me. Actually touching me with her cart, like, shoving up against me.
Ew.
And I Yeah. And I turned around and said, you're in my space. She goes, I don't care.
Ooh.
So I said, oh, okay, you don't care. I said, how about you just please back up? And she wouldn't. I took her cart and I turned it around and shoved it, like, down the aisle.
Oh, my gosh. You are way more confrontational than I would ever be. I would be like, okay, sorry, my bad.
You are the grocery aisle MVP. Like, just don't mess with you.
Yeah.
Listen, lady. I said to myself, you know, I have things to do, too, just like you, but...
Sherry, I tell you, she pulled out the listen lady, and you know she meant business.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Luke Bryan tickets. Man, this show snuck up. It's this Friday.
I can't believe how close it is.
We got to get you in. We've got Harley and Yasmin on the phone. Harley, you were the ninth caller. We will start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Yasmin, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. All right, here we go with 5 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
In honor of Baby Shark coming out with their own cereal. This is crazy. You know you're big when you got your own cereal.
Yeah, that's true. You've made it.
You have totally made it. The category is name types of cereals. Go.
Lucky Charms. Mini Wheats. Golden Grahams. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Frosted Flakes.
Five seconds is up. A quick game for those Luke Bryan tickets.
Harley, that means you got 2 tickets to go see Luke Bryan this Friday.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Look, this is like a... You know, for me, I go back to Saturday morning cartoons,
yes,
right? So I can just go down the list. Trix.
Fruity Pebbles.
Cocoa Puffs.
Fruit Loops.
Trix.
You can't go Trix again?
Cinnamon, oh, they say Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
How about Kashi? Just start going down the healthy thing.
Ew.
Well, I'm just saying, no one would repeat it because nobody else is naming that.
What did we miss out? What are your favorite cereals? 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5
QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
We've convinced Florida Georgia Line to give you some of their money. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Your shot to steal their pot of money is about 5 minutes away. Playing high-low, all you have to do is guess the exact amount and you win the whole thing.
Yes. You don't have to share with anybody. Think of what you can do with it, too. I'm saying vacation.
Oh, gosh. What would I do? I don't know. You could get a pretty good Bucks
season
ticket plan. They got some.
Go.
Not bad. New coach. Get excited.
Come on.
Football's knocking on the door. Woo. A lot you could do with it. 5 minutes, your chance to play. It's win Florida Georgia Line's money. We're playing high-low in 5 minutes on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Trying to win FGL's money. I mean, they got plenty of it. But that aside, it is their money. They've worked very hard for it. They deserve it.
Yes.
Yet they've still agreed to share it with us.
Not so much with us, well, more so with the listeners.
Well, we're all together. It's they're part of the 99.5 QYK crew. We're part of it. Yeah. They're part of it. Everyone's a part of it, right? This is very exciting. You can get all the details on this at 99.5QYK.com as we play many times a day to get these the pot, the entire pot of money.
Yeah. You got to guess the exact amount.
You got to get the exact amount and you win the entire pot of money, FGL's cash. Adam has been holding on. What is going on, Adam?
Not much. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, man. Listen, we are all sitting here going, If Adam could win Florida Georgia Line's money right now, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, it's funny. We're both saying, hey, that's cool. We're throwing it out to the Florida Georgia Line money gods. Like, we're all on this together, right?
Yes.
Where you at, Adam?
I'm in Oldsmar, Florida.
Okay.
Good thing he said the Florida. I almost didn't know where he was.
Most people know where Oldsmar is.
Oh, sure they do.
Well, you're about to put Oldsmar on the map.
Here you go.
When you win all this money. All right, Adam, so we need an amount. It has to be the exact amount. If you guess the exact amount, you win the entire thing. This is Florida Georgia Line's money. Adam, what is your guess?
$7,300.
$7,300 even.
And $7,326.
$7,326?
Yes.
Okay, even.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said I had some change, you think?
I love him. He's like, I feel like I'm not winning, so I need to keep adding things.
Wait a minute. We're on Adam's team. We want Adam to do well.
Yes.
I can't tell you what to do. I'm just saying it does have to be the exact amount, and it is dollars and cents. But you are welcome to leave your guess as it is.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll leave it as it is.
$7,326.
Yes.
The amount is lower.
The cash jackpot is lower than your guess.
All right.
But I love that he had high hopes, though. $7,000.
He's already trying to call back to win again. You got to wait until 11 a.m. with Lana. It's Florida Georgia Line's money. Man, if you got to get this right on the head, but then you win the whole thing.
Yeah, and you already know it is less than $7,000.
11 a.m., next chance to play.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
This doesn't make you laugh. I want you to call your doctor and just get checked out. Make sure everything's cool. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This is a guy. He lives on a farm. He's got a donkey. He's got a few donkeys. And they really get into it when he sings the Lion King songs. Listen.
Had to get all the animals around me for this one.
Here they go.
Simba, whoa, whoa.
Now, like I said, if you're not laughing right now, just call your doctor and say, I just want to get checked out. Also, I want to play. Now, I want you to play some audio. This is from a week ago. This is different, but this is from our last radio station staff meeting. Right. Right.
It's weird how similar they sound.
Yep. Yeah, that was the most important part of the staff meeting. This is the part that we couldn't miss. There you go. All right, so.
I didn't know you were recording.
Oh, I know.
When
the meeting started off, I was like, this is a boring meeting because they all start like this. I'm like, gosh, we talk about the same thing every meeting over and over. But then it got really good at the end. And this is when I really, really got excited. Very productive meeting. So there you go.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
New York. Last night, a guy broke into a mall to steal a toilet.
What?
Guy's 40 years old. Police show up and they say, hey, what are you doing breaking into the mall in the middle of the night? And he said, listen, this is the mall I used to go to when I was a kid. This is the same bathroom I used to use. And I wanted a memento of childhood memories of using this bathroom in this mall. Police said, okay, put your hands behind your back. Arrested for burglary, larceny, possession of burglary tools.
If he has that much attachment to a toilet in the mall, then he needs to stop taking those little samples they give out in the food court.
I was going to say, if that's your nostalgia, if that's what you're going after. Whew. Maryland, Baltimore, Washington, International Airport. A man who claimed he was coming home from Kuwait as part of a military contractor was carrying a missile launcher in his bag.
Oh, nothing God. To see here, guys.
The TSA said, sir, that looks like it's a missile launcher. He goes, oh, it is.
At least he was honest.
They said, why? And he said, it's a souvenir.
What?
The man was allowed to continue his travels through Baltimore Washington International Airport, but without the missile launcher.
Yeah.
They
have to confiscate that.
Turned it over to the local fire department for disposal.
How excited were the firemen when that came in? They're like, dude, it's a missile launcher.
No, how about the TSA people who just sit there and it's usually like, okay, you can't take those scissors through. The shampoo bottle's too big.
Right.
Missile launcher. Man. Those are nutbags north of Florida.
Gotta love it.
Because there are 49 other states with crazy people.
Yeah.
Gotta give Florida a break once in a while. It's 99.5 QIK. Missile launcher. Man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.